This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, streaming at coastradio.org. Listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. And this is K-Air, Astoria's youth radio. This is our first show ever, and you'll be hearing from Astoria High School students Scott, Emma, Sadie, and Daniel. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Scott with K-Air on Coast Community Radio. This is my first time doing a radio segment, and I'll be introducing you all to an uncommon form of music called chiptune. I'll be featuring songs from Neon Chiptune, Geiger Pony, Lava Stage, The Hardliner, and Onomanaguchi. Chiptune is a form of synthesized electronic music produced by using sound chips from vintage computers, arcade machines, and old video game consoles. Often the music is actually made using trackers, programs that are used to emulate sounds, which are more easily accessible than the other methods and are usually free. The genre originated in the early 1980s in the golden age of video games, which was also when personal computers were becoming less expensive and outdated computers became an easy-to-find and easily affordable method of creating music or art. The genre has mostly remained an underground and unrecognized form of music, with few periods of moderate popularity in the 80s and the 21st century, occasionally being featured in mainstream music, and it has influenced the development of a popular music genre called electric dance music, commonly abbreviated as EDM. Festivals dedicated to chiptune, called Blip Festivals, were held in New York, Europe, Tokyo, and Australia in the years 2006 through 2012. The festivals were the subject of a documentary by Two-Player Productions called Reformat the Planet, which was an official selection of the 2008 South by Southwest Film Festival. The most recent Blip Festival installment was in Tokyo, and it was announced that it would likely be the last. Today, though it isn't likely to become a very mainstream genre anytime soon, the chiptune scene is getting more attention every day and steadily becoming easier to access with simpler trackers being produced, and is being featured in some independent modern games. This has been a brief history of chiptune. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the music. All right, that was Prom Night featuring Bianca Raquel by Anna Monoguchi. Next up is Mushrooms vs. Stars by Gaija Pony. That was Gaija Pony's Mushrooms vs. Stars. Next is Love Bits by Lava Stage. We'll be right back. That was Love Bits by Lava Stage. Next is Zoloft Blues by The Hardliner. Music like this, you can follow the artists or myself at Scott Gallifrey on SoundCloud. Thanks again for listening.
This is Emma Guyman with K-Air on Coast Community Radio. For this segment, I have recorded several individuals describing a picture and saying the word blue. The point of this is to notice the differences in how people talk, what words they choose, their age, how they sound, and what kinds of emotions their voices hold. Many of us tend to rely heavily on our sense of sight to determine how old someone is and read body language and facial expressions to determine emotion. As the descriptions of the picture are played, pay close attention and try to imagine the people and the picture they're seeing. The picture being described is a painting by Megan Duncanson.
There's some trees, some black silhouette trees, in front of a dark bluish sky.
So this picture, I can see a black tree, I can see a waterfall, a rainbow waterfall, a dark rainbow. Waterfall. I can see an area of light with a blue moon.
It really shows a vibrant fall with oncoming winter.
The trees are really bare, dead looking. They're kind of nice. They look a lot different than the rest of the picture. They're, I don't know, sharper.
And I see black trees, and then the scenery is very dark until you get to the area where the moon is.
The sky's just lightening up because the moon's just coming up. It's dark. You can see some stars way off, little galaxies.
Thank you. This is Sadie Wooldridge for KAIR on Coast Community Radio. This month, we want to know if honesty is really the best policy. To start this off, we're asking how can being honest help you with day-to-day situations? A lot of times, honesty can come back around to you in bad ways. Sometimes it's confused with being rude. But being honest is definitely one of the best foundations for friendships and relationships with parents. It's always the best to just stick with the truth, because once you lie, then you will end up having to lie more, and that ends with people you care about not trusting you. I definitely think that being polite is not the same as being dishonest. For example, when your friend asks you for your opinion on what they're wearing, you wouldn't just flat out say that their outfit looks bad. You would most likely just be polite and say, "I think that the other shirt would look nice, but you don't look too bad." So it's not that you're lying to them, you're just trying to be nice and not hurt their feelings. You know that you should be honest, and sometimes you can't be, but when do you have to be 100% honest? A couple of things you should be 100% honest about are things like job applications and filling out information for scholarships, and you should be 100% honest to your parents as much as you can. For example, let's say you decided to go to a party and you got hurt, but you told your parents you were going to a friend's house. Your parents wouldn't have any idea until someone got a hold of them. People need to remember that the more you lie, the more they build up, and next thing you know, you have a fake front. But some lies can help you out in some situations, such as you could be confronted by someone that you may not know. It wouldn't be so bad if you tell them something so they'll stop talking to you. To conclude, you should be honest depending on the situation. It is almost impossible to never tell a lie, but you should always try your best to stay honest. An anonymous person said, "The greatest advantage of speaking the truth is that you don't have to remember what you have said." Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from
this is Daniel Stamp for KAYR on Coast Community Radio. I interviewed Mr. Cherugino, a coach for the Astoria High School boys basketball team. I asked him, "How is the season going so far?" He said, "The season is going good and we have won 2 out of 4 of our games." Then I asked him if he thought the varsity team had a chance at winning the Quapa League and possibly the state championships. He replied, "I do believe the varsity team has a good chance at winning both of the championships." Next, I asked Mr. Cherugino some deeper questions. For example, I asked him what drove him to be a basketball coach. He stated that he enjoys basketball and watching how much the players enjoy watching their own hard work pay off. Afterwards, I asked him if he thought the players had passion and love for the game. I think most of them do, because I can see it in their commitment and hard work. The final question I asked was, what are his goals as a coach? He said, to make sure they have improved and enjoyed the season.
This has been K-Air Astoria Youth Radio. Join us next month, again, January 18th at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening.